This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And it's fair to say a huge story is unfolding now with details emerging in Tokyo, where the president is, in Washington, and in New York City. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, it appears, the self-described mastermind of the September 11th, 2001 attacks, and four other men accused in the plot will be prosecuted in federal court in New York City, which means they'll be moved from Guantanamo Bay. Apparently the story that emerged this morning, sourced to a federal law enforcement official or an anonymous White House official early today, means that we're starting to learn how the president will deal with the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center and the disposition of the detainees. And it appears that some will go to civilian courts, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and some will stay in military tribunals, possibly detainees associated with the attack on the coal in 2000, that bombing of the coal in Yemen. Joining us now to help explain the details as sketchily as we know them this morning is Jonathan Mahler, contributing writer for the New York Times Magazine, author of the book The Challenge, How a Maverick Navy Officer and a Young Law Professor Risked Their Careers to Defend the Constitution and Won. Jonathan is in Brooklyn. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, this is sort of the emotional question right off the top, and you can dismiss it, but I'm wondering if you'd react to the idea of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed on trial in open federal court in New York,
yeah,
in the Southern District in Lower Manhattan, a stone's throw literally from ground zero. I mean, that,
yeah,
that is pretty monumental.
It is. I mean, I think, it's interesting because, I mean, when we go back to the fall of 2001 in the wake of 9/11, when the Bush administration first created these military tribunals where they were intending to ultimately try these guys on Guantanamo, one of the principal reasons why they did so, or one of the many reasons, I guess you could say, was that they wanted to avoid that. They wanted,
right,
to avoid bringing these guys, who had just committed the most outrageous act of terrorism against this nation and its history. I mean, they wanted to avoid bringing them onto American soil, you know, let alone down into the vicinity of Ground Zero. But actually, you know, looked at another way. I mean, what could be more symbolically powerful than to try these guys in the shadow of where this horrific act occurred?
Well, Jonathan, as you well know, this also is a huge risk on the part of the Obama administration. I mean, one of the things we know from your reporting and others is that Mr. Mohammed was waterboarded,
right,
more than 180 times,
right,
back in 2003. How does that affect his ability to testify or respond to whatever evidence they got in those interrogations?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that the federal court is going to, and whatever judge is assigned to this case is going to have to work out, and it's going to be very complicated. And it certainly was another reason why the Bush administration was so eager to avoid the federal court system, for this very reason that it was quite possible that all the evidence that the government had against these guys could be thrown out by a federal judge because it was potentially all obtained through torture. So, I don't think that the Obama administration would have decided to do this if it didn't feel strongly,
right,
that it had the goods, that it had evidence that would actually be admissible in a federal court.
And what more we might learn about 9/11 is something else that will come up in this trial. But,
right,
but very, very quickly, less than 30 seconds,
sure,
does this decision really spell the beginning of the end for Gitmo?
Well, it does. Certainly, this is very much a part of President Obama's plan to close Gitmo. Though, of course, he had vowed to do so,
right,
by January 22nd.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Looking like that's not going to happen.
Weeks away from actual returning bringing the detainees to New York. Jonathan Mahler, thanks for that. The author of the book The Challenge: How a Maverick Navy Officer and a Young Law Professor Risked Their Careers to Defend the Constitution and Won. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.